This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another edition of What's on Your Mind on your Friday. Anybody else looking forward to the weekend? I think I'm looking forward to the weekend. I can't quite tell.
Yes, sir.
I might actually sleep, which would be a novel concept.
I'm looking forward to next weekend when we get back in the upper 30s.
Yeah, thank you, weather people. Get to it. Let's go. Our own chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, was just telling me he's going down to Omaha to see his son, and his son wanted to go sledding. And this is the meteorologist telling the kid, you know, that's just not going to happen.
How about a movie, buddy?
Usually Omaha's kind of that banana belt. It's like 35 below there, too.
Yeah.
This is insane. But it is going to break. Isn't it like middle of next week? I think it's...
Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday in Bismarck, anyway. Thursday is supposed to get just to about 30, and then by Saturday it could be 40. Yeah, warm up nice.
Just so you know... In case you think you're a little bit crazy, this is the longest cold snap ever. Like, anything on record was not this cold this long. Did you know that?
No way.
Dean was telling me that in the hallway.
No way.
I'm not kidding you. It's never, well, now, mind you, I don't know if they keep records back to 1972. I would assume it's back to, you know, early 1900s or something. But I'm saying what we know of.
1875, actually.
Is that how far they go back?
Yep.
So my understanding is, been keeping records since 1875. I remember my grandpa had a little piece of paper, and he would, like, put it in the ice fishing, you know, house or whatever. He didn't really have it. It was more of like he'd bring a couple of boards to break the wind. That was his ice fishing house.
Yep.
But he'd keep track of the temperature on the little, you know, thermometer that came from the co-op, right? And he'd write it down there, and then the next time he's out there, write it down there, and you'd kind of be able to tell your friends, well, I was out there, it was 20 below, and I still was catching bullheads, you know. But this is the longest and coldest cold snap in history since 18, whatever Todd said. So that's pretty amazing when you think about it. Yeah, I know. We have this entire hour for your calls, questions, and comments. I thought it was appropriate, given the fact that every time I've turned on, I don't watch it necessarily, but I have a feed on my phone of what's happening on the Senate floor. So I can get it. I've seen just snippets here and there, but I've heard a lot of the last few days of the impeachment hearing, and it's flat out absurd. I could say a lot of words that would cause Todd to question whether I belong on the radio or not, and might turn the buttons off. But it's just absurd. You know, maybe Todd, you can do this because you're really good at this. Do me a favor. We're going to get into a discussion here a little later on. I want to define hate. Okay. I want to know the actual definition of hate, all right? And a couple other words, while you're into the dictionary, I want to look up literally and figuratively. And maybe we should have a little bit of a lesson on this. So these bozos, I'm sorry, I could say that I am one, and I wore the hair to prove it all this week for giving
intense our intense or passionate dislike.
Okay, don't say it yet. Just save it. Give me the best. Oh, no, I want it in Slack. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the audience help me actually define it. And there may be a prize. There may be a prize. Okay. For the one that gets as closest to the actual. And Todd gave you a little hint there. He gave you a little hint. I want the definition of hate. I want the definition of literally and the definition of figuratively. And Todd is getting the very official, like legendary, Voice of the Northern Plains 550 K-Fire Dictionary, dusted off, and going to actually tell us what that is. So just stay tuned for that coming up. But if you answer it before I read it, you'll have a prize. You'll have a prize.
Perfect.
Well, why don't we do a MyPillow and a Grassroots book?
Oh, nice.
The book I wrote, Grassroots. You know, I wrote that book in like 08, 09, and it was about the Tea Party movement that really took off when Barack Obama decided he was going to do some very horrible things to this country, which, by the way, Joe Biden now considers child's play.
Yes, Joe Biden said, hold my beer.
Yeah, he's given Obama the beer, hold my beer, and he's going to make it look, you know, he's going to double down. So I think we need the Tea Party movement on steroids to save this country right now, folks. Oh, wait a minute, I just incited a riot, didn't I? I gotta stop this. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'll stop inciting riots here today on the program. I apologize. Here's the numbers to call us. Want to hear what's on your mind today, whatever that might be. And it was kind of fun yesterday. Spent a good chunk of the day as we did at Giving Hearts Day. And I thought of after, do you know we didn't take one call from a listener yesterday during the program?
It's a pretty busy
which
day.
Which has never happened ever.
Well, we had so many great charities stopping by. And
we did. We're telling great stories. And
awesome.
I made donations to every one of those that we talked to yesterday. And many of them knew. Like, I've always loved Sister Mary Louise from St. Gerard. Oh,
she loves you.
Oh, that lady.
They're like a mutual admiration thing going. That was so neat.
Hey, oh, I got to thank a donor yesterday, because yesterday I was doing the Gay Parrot Cafe live from the Giving Hearts Day thing we had set up Bismarck here. And Furry Friends Rock and Rescue, Pet Rescue, needed a van. We get a call within a minute. A van.
Amazing.
That's why I love this part of the world.
Yep. See, there you go. That's why that is 100 times a better way to spend your day than obsessing over what CNN, MSNBC, or the swamp thinks about a president who did one thing and one thing only, put his life on hold as a billionaire, as a successful businessman, to help America. That's what he did. Okay? Now, he is a street fighter of all street fighters. Excuse me, I think we need a street fighter.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think we need a street fighter that isn't afraid to swing in the corners of wherever he is cornered by to say, no, you're not going to take us down.
My liberal cousin one day said, yeah, he is such an a-hole. I said, yeah, but he's ours, okay? He's ours.
Who wasn't afraid of the Washington inside beltway thing, who had private business experience, actual experience, not sitting in the Senate for 47 years, right? And willing to fight and not listen to this. Isn't that exactly what we wanted in the first place? And we got that. And so now he's out of office and his net worth is supposedly half of what it was. And he's still willing to fight for the country. I mean, most people, if their net worth cut in half, they are on a desert island with pina coladas and going, I'm out of here.
Trump. I think Trump obviously thought America was worth setting all that inside. I don't know if we have to feel sorry for him for doing that. But my point is that demonstrates to you the love of country that he has. Right? I mean, that is an extraordinary thing that Donald Trump did. Now, if he just did that, if he just sort of put his life on hold and decided to run for president, and then he was this brawler that went in there and brawled, and that's all that came out of it, you know, I don't know that I'd be here today on the radio defending him the way I have. But he actually did what he said he was going to do. And a lot of people, like your relative that you described, your cousin, that thought he was the, what again? Sphincter region?
Yeah.
Anyway, he actually did what he said. I remember telling people like that before Donald Trump was elected. Look, hate the guy. Don't like what he when he uses locker room talk. I get it. You can hate him.
Yeah.
You can think he's a scoundrel. If you care about nothing else other than who will decide what's constitutional or not, which, by the way, is this tiny thing about whether we survive as a republic or not. Right? I mean, how you interpret the Constitution, how you define the Constitution, how you read it, is the difference between, think of a surgeon going in to remove, I don't know, an inoperable brain tumor. Everybody tells you you can't operate on that brain tumor. It can't be done. And you find some surgeon, sadly, they'd probably be overseas because they'd get sued here if they tried here. But every doctor on the planet says, inoperable brain tumor. It can't be done. It can't be done. Okay? And you find someone that goes in there and does it and saves your life. That's the equivalent of what we need for this country right now in the Constitution. The inoperable brain tumor is the United States of America. The battle is Dr. Donald Trump with the scalpel. I mean, that's everybody's like, well, he says mean things. He puts stuff on Facebook, and I read his tweets, and he did 120 in one night one time. I don't care. I care that he put people on the Supreme Court that are going to effectively, from a federalist standpoint, like the Founding Fathers wanted, interpret the Constitution. We have something in America that is legal. It is legal because of complete and total dipsticks on the Supreme Court. They invented this idea that a right to privacy translates into it's okay to kill a baby. Folks, that happened. The right to privacy translates into killing a baby. Now, anybody have the Constitution handy? Declaration of Independence? Anything else? I do. Right here. I'm going to find where it says an unalienable right to life. Remember that? All the rights that we have as human beings, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. You ready? Here's the list. Among these are, what's number one?
Yep.
Life.
Say it.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Folks, life is under attack in this country. The pursuit of happiness is under attack in this country. We still have liberty, but barely.
Yeah. Barely, exactly.
And if you think that's kind of crazy talk, what have we done for the last year other than been sheeple? Wear the mask, or you're going to die. Wear the mask, or you're going to die. Look, it's America. I wore a mask. I didn't do it because somebody told me I had to do it. I did it because I was worried what other people thought, and what the heck do I have to lose? I'll wear a mask, and maybe it'll make things better. Wake up, America. Let's go. Your thoughts next on What's on Your Mind.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Because by the time we give our money, we know that it's not going to go down a rabbit hole. It's going to an organization that's been well-trained. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
We have the Impact Institute that we created with the Alex Stern Family Foundation. DMF got together to create that in 2004. So we've been working with charities to help build extraordinary fundraisers, but also extraordinary leaders of these charities to help maximize the effectiveness, because that's really a multiplier. So if you give an organization that's well run $1,000, $100, or $25, that's going to go way further. So if you invest in great people and they build a great team within these organizations, you're going to have much better return on your investment in terms of improving health and quality of life. And that's what we're doing with the charity leaders and the fundraisers. We want to have extraordinary leadership. We want to have exceptional friendraisers. And this is the Super Bowl of friendraising. No money, no mission. So ultimately, we have the best quality of life. We reach out and help those that are struggling, always lending a hand. And that's what it's all about. But we've got to have effectively run charities in order to do that well, and so that we steward those dollars in ways that no other state does. And that's why the long-term commitment to capacity building of the leadership of charities by DMF, Alex Stern Family Foundation, and Impact Foundation.
Yeah, and so Pat Trainer from the...
What a great human being.
He is executive director of the Dakota Medical Foundation, and of course, his team, Pat's team, and the best thing about Pat is his team. I mean, that's a sign of any good leader.
Unbelievable.
You have an incredible team behind you. And Scott Holdman, for instance, of that 21 plus million that they raised yesterday in 24 hours, I want to say just over $9 million was raised by charities getting a match. So they go on to work all year long and say, hey, on Giving Hearts Day, if you give us $100, it becomes $200. Well, you have to train the charities to do that. And I don't know about you, but I'm not real fond of giving money to a charity that I might like the charity. I might like what they stand for. But you know what? If you don't know how they're using it or they have too much administration, it just is tough. So it was a great day yesterday. We thank Pat Trainer's team. In addition to Scott Holdman, I would also say that who did an incredible job with the Impact Institute. I mean, they train charities. So if you have a charity you're fond of, and that charity, in your view, isn't as efficient as they could be with those dollars, and you want to help them, you know, have more business sense or get the right people on their board, Impact Institute. Impact Institute. You got to know more about them. They're doing some incredible work. Also, Amber DeCray. Amber, those three, Pat Trainer, Scott Holdman, and Amber DeCray, really incredible work they did for Giving Hearts Day. $21,941,777 on Giving Hearts Day 2021, and about 42,000 people actually did those donations. 42 different people giving of their heart for 21 million plus. Pretty amazing. You don't get more amazing than that, I don't believe. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind today? I have the whole hour to find out what's on your mind, whatever that is. Might be what we talked a little bit about, this impeachment insanity. It might be an answer to my question, how do you define figuratively? How do you define literally? How do you define hate? I want to know, because they connect to this impeachment charade. They really do. Can text your answer at 701-367-2054. You can email us, scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. Or Todd loves your emails too. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd's text number 701-226-8503. And then you can call us, of course. Let's reward a first-time caller today. First-time caller got a pillow, My Pillow Pillow, and a copy of the book Grassroots, The Action Agenda for America, that I wrote about a time I thought was the beginning of the end, and I just didn't think the end was going to come as soon as it potentially could be here now with what's going on in this country. Again, I just go back to very early on, the geniuses that wrote our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Second paragraph. First paragraph talks about laws of nature and nature's God entitling them. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. These guys are just geniuses, folks. They're geniuses. Do you hear what that just said? I don't like the way things are going. I don't like the Republican Party. I don't like the Democratic Party. So I'm going to at least tell you the causes which impel me to separate. And then it says the most brilliant thing ever. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They haven't taken away my pursuit of happiness. For one, it doesn't come from a fallen world. It comes from God. But it is harder and harder and harder, and there are more and more people every day that are not happy, that have given up on a pursuit of happiness. We talked to them yesterday. A kind soul this morning called me from First Link and said, Scott, really appreciate your donation. And it was like $25. It wasn't like, sending a bazillion dollars. I did give YouthWorks 100. I broke the three figures because, Kevin, that interview yesterday that we did with that young man who was homeless.
Oh, I know.
And his...
what a story.
I mean, and knowing that he's out there now helping other homeless kids. And they're all about kids. They're helping kids that are homeless.
Yeah. And boy, he knows. I mean,
and I also volunteered to help them. I don't know how I'm going to help them.
Nice.
I'm a schmucko radio guy, but I'm going to help them some way.
Well, Sue Barron, Golden Drive homeless kids. She's an angel on earth as well.
There's a lot of good people doing good. And the point is, even if you volunteer to help them, you've done more than most do. So, but I still have the pursuit of happiness, and I'll take that to my grave. But I would argue that we probably at this time on our existence on earth have more unhappy people than at any time on earth. Because if you go back into the Stone Ages, I don't think they had texting. They might have had the cell phones. I can't remember. Stone Ages, guys, can you help me on when that started? Anyway,
a
little humor there. Just laugh along.
Kevin's older than us. He might know.
Makes everything better. Anyway, so I'm pretty sure they didn't have texting, but they did have cell phones in the Stone Ages. But think about the Stone Ages. You know what? They had a grounding in faith. Even the crazy Vikings, right? There was a grounding of faith. There was a belief in a God. There was a recognition that, look, this earth is temporary. That's where they drew their happiness from. So I still have it, but I acknowledge people today contemplating suicide. There are people today contemplating suicide because of their lack of happiness. Another donation yesterday, First Link. You dial 211 and you got a companion on the phone. 211 and you got a companion on the phone. You call them and say, hey, help me out here. I still have my life, but life is under attack. And of these three, I think liberty is the most prevalent. Question is, what do we do with it? Your calls when we come back. Bob's on the road. John and Washburn, Grant and Bismarck. Let's go.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates. From a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Hi, this is Stacey Boster, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Boster, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has ended the emergency order used by President Trump to justify construction of the wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Quote, I have determined that the declaration of a national emergency at the southwest border was unwarranted, end quote. That's what Biden said in a letter sent Thursday to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Vice President Kamala Harris in her role as President of the Senate. At least five people were killed Thursday in a massive crash involving up to 100 vehicles on Interstate 35 near downtown Fort Worth, Texas. The number of injured was still unknown as police were still addressing the mass casualty event. The Biden administration guidelines for reopening schools is expected to include recommendations for phased reopening based on rates of community transmission. The phased approach for reopening is broken down into four color-coded zones. The report does not stipulate the rates of community spread that determine who qualifies for each zone. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
I have no idea what this song is, but I'm bouncing, so thank you. It's good today when you're a little sleep deprived. Petroserve USA will take care of a little comfort food today, too. If you got this, this sort of funk going today, you could be forgiven. I have a little funk going because I look at my TV screens, and one is on CNBC. One is on CNN, and one is on MSNBC. Is somebody trying to play a joke on me?
Yeah.
Who's responsible for
Fargo
this?
Fargo City Commissioner Tony Gehring would be responsible.
Never let him in the studio again. Never let him in the studio again.
I went in after he left. I turned around. I was like, what? Why are these on? And then Leah said, yeah, Tony changed them.
Wow.
Not even April 1st.
Leah, you can't let somebody do with that. By the way, only MSNBC is showing Joe Biden out in front of the White House with a bomber jacket and a mask.
Oh, of course.
What's wrong with that picture?
Only one mask?
I didn't look close enough.
Come on, Joe.
But Mitt Romney could borrow a couple of his to show if he needs
it. There you go.
And he said something while he's doing this with his bomber jacket and a mask on. Does anybody ever in a bomber jacket wear a mask other than, you know, maybe to fly, you know, an F-16 or something, and a different kind of mask? Anyway, I digress. I am interpreting what he said based on, you know, I guess, like, what is that called, closed captioning or whatever? So you're going to have to help me, Kev. But I believe he said, it'll be interesting to see what happens today, and I hope my Republican friends stand up. Something like that. Well, he's got Republican friends, and a few of them will stand up. One is Mitt Romney. And it'll be interesting to see who else, but the point is they need 67 senators. This whole thing has been a disgrace. It's a made-for-TV charade. It's stupid. Just telling you, it's stupid.
I have a question.
I'll see if the callers agree with me, and before you ask a question, I need to tell everybody that today at Petroserve USA is where you get the comfort food. You ready? Exit 292, Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. If you're traveling I-29 today, your choices are the Harwood exit north of Fargo, for Petroserve USA, two Sloppy Joes and Chips, or the 12th Avenue North exit, wait for it, Taco Grinder. Taco Grinder today. Meatballs in Yulin, Minnesota, and West Main Avenue, West Fargo Chicken Tenders. There you go. Personal pepperoni pizza at most of their locations of Petroserve USA today. Cheesy or garlic bread, only $5.99. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better. And Kevin Flynn is, I hate to say this because other people are in the room that are very valuable team members as well, but Kevin is one of our most valuable. For one, he keeps my train on time, which is not easy. I was at the store this week in bitter cold, Hornbacher's actually, which is part of the Cashwise family now, right?
Thanks, man.
And I picked up some Cloverdale for you.
Oh,
this is the really? This is the bacon ends and pieces.
Oh, fantastic!
Now, if you were so inclined to eat this here, I'd be okay with it because I'd maybe sneak a piece or two.
Right.
But if you want to take it home, it's for you.
All right, okay? Thank you, sir.
And bring it back crispy. Awesome. And for you and the team, my wife made the best ever vegetable beef soup, I put it in a Kroll's Diner bucket because it beats theirs.
Oh, and awesome. Thank you, Maria.
If you want to put that in a bowl and warm it up today, you're going to be in great shape. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Now, the vegetable beef, Leah, make sure he gives you a bowl of it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Leah and I are both foodies.
See what PetroServe USA does to my home cooking? And you two foodies, you know, not that I'm saying you need to cook this here, Kevin, but, you know, extra crispy, I think, is how I'd go. I don't know about you. Extra crispy on the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Not black, but like crunchy.
Yep. We bake our bacon, too. Okay. We don't fry it.
All right.
Bacon.
Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen. I do, too.
Yep. Yeah. And I want to ask you a question.
That's how it's crispy.
Yes. And I want this question for if you're listening as well. This is going to end. This impeachment deal is going to be done.
Probably tomorrow. Yep.
What are they going to tee up next?
Well,
what is, you know, what story is it going to be? Immigration? Is it going to be guns? Is it going to be, what are they going to, because you know,
can
they're
answer,
going to
can
tee
I answer?
Up something next.
Can I
what
answer?
Is, what is it going to be?
They're going to find a warm and fuzzy. They need a unity thing. They can't make Joe Biden a liar, right? They need a warm and fuzzy. I don't know what it'll be, infrastructure or something. It'll be some warm and fuzzy. I'll tell you why I believe that. And then the callers, honestly, are going to talk here, okay? And by the way, Senator Cramer will be here next hour. You can talk to him all hour, too. So we're going to get you all in. But it takes Rush 90 minutes. It takes me 30. Give me a break. Anyway, and by the way, pray for Rush. He is in one tough spot right now. And when you see his staff saying we're praying for a miracle, you know why you're not hearing Rush on the radio.
He's battling.
And this man is a national treasure. He is a national treasure. You don't have to agree with Rush. You don't have to listen to Rush. But if you understand the genius of Rush and the teacher that he is, to take God-fearing, freedom-loving people who really have known nothing other than they are who they are in their heart of hearts, but they don't know why they think the way they do. And he teaches them. He teaches them. So it's pretty amazing. So pray for Rush. And I'm guessing Rush is going to pick up on this at some point, too, when he's back from that miracle of prayer. Would there be a greater miracle to tick off every liberal in the world to have Rush Limbaugh live for another 10 years?
The man went deaf for crying out loud. Even if you hate his ideology, you have to admire the fact that here's a guy hosting a radio show on hundreds upon hundreds of radio stations and goes functionally deaf. Now, would chase most people away, right?
Join me in a quick prayer right now. I don't know that we've ever done this, but it's appropriate, okay? It's appropriate. Sure. All right? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, there are people today listening to this program who don't pray. That's okay. It's America. They don't have to pray to be a better person or anything else. But we'd ask today if they'd consider maybe throwing one up for a friend. A friend of anybody that's been behind the wheel of a truck, a windshield for hours and hours in a car, to laugh and cry and shout along with Rush Limbaugh about this fallen world we live in. We need him. We need Rush Limbaugh on the radio. We need him. Lord, we need this man to educate us, to help us understand why we believe what we believe, and nobody is better. Some misunderstand his boastfulness and his humor. Kind of reminds you of Donald Trump, doesn't it? But there is a genius in all of that. There is a genius in all of that that goes mocked by those who hate him for what he believes. That shouldn't be the America the Founding Fathers envisioned. So, Lord, if you really, really, really want to help us, you'll help us irritate liberals beyond belief by giving us Rush for another decade, by having him be healed of his cancer. And for that matter, anybody that is battling cancer today, we know what an evil, sick disease this is. Someday we'll know how it all started or how it could have ended, but now we know this. Cancer sucks. Sorry, Lord. Cancer stinks. So we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Wouldn't that make them mad? 10 more years of Rush, they would lose their mind. I mean, these people are now praying for him to die. Trust me on this.
You know, honestly, I give thanks just for the education I've gotten from the guy over the last 20 years.
Bob on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, this isn't why I called, but for those 12 people that are left watching national football, and especially if you're a Green Bay Packer fan, I wonder what they think of their quarterback Aaron Rodgers signing on with Leonardo DiCaprio and the Hollywood elites on this removal of shutting down the Dakota pipeline. You know, he's just so woke. He's that I feel kind of sorry for him because he must be out there just grasping for friends or trying to be woke or what the deal is. But the main reason I called is, I don't know. Do you know where Kelly Armstrong stood on the removal of Liz Cheney from her third position? Do you know how he voted?
Somebody called about that, and I did not research that. I think I said I would. I was pretty sure that he voted against removing her.
Yeah, that's sad.
But I don't know that for a fact because Kelly hasn't been on this program for coming on 2 months now. And he's upset with us and has asked for me to apologize. As soon as I find out what I'm supposed to apologize for, I will do that. I honestly will. I'm not beyond mistakes here. And there was one time that a listener had said something about Kelly's beautiful wife, Kirsty, and it wasn't anything bad, but it was just like, well, you know, his wife works in the industry, so that's why he's in favor of oil, and he comes from oil or some dumb thing. Anyway, the text got through in a bunch of other comments, and he just didn't like the fact that his wife was, criticized by a lawyer. So I apologize for that because we put it up, even though it wasn't me that did it, but I don't know what the apology is for this time. I will find out. I shouldn't even guess because I don't remember on the Liz Cheney vote, but we'll find out and we'll see if we can't get Kelly back on the radio talking to North Dakotans because if he wants to be a member of Congress for a third term, I think it's really important that he patch up that bond with the listeners that he obviously is ticked at because it can't be me. This program isn't about me, it's about you guys, so I don't know, Bob. But you make a very good point on your first point as well as to Aaron Rodgers and to Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, throw a football, okay? You know, put a cheese head on and jump around and enjoy the off season.
That's all his girlfriend, though. And, it really is.
Okay,
or
whatever.
His fiance, whatever.
But
yeah.
Man up.
Be a man.
I mean,
exactly.
My gosh, so you have your views, I'll have mine. I mean, give me a break. And Leonardo DiCaprio, too, you're done. You're over, dude. I loved you in Titanic, but you're over. You know, I mean, he's been to North Dakota with no media, of course, no critical questions, of course, just out there. Yeah, Dapple bad. Water polluted. Hey, Leonardo, did you know the intake is down? So the water intake for Standing Rock has nothing to do with even the worst of the worst happen. Oh, hey, you see that train track that goes over? If you get your way and the pipeline shuts down, there'll be more oil tankers on that track, and they actually could do damage to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe water. Folks, it's not about water. It's not about oil. It's about money. It's about real money.
You know, the price of fuel just went up. This week cost me another $180. That's out of my pocket. Because, I mean, I'm already lined up with Lowe's that are paying X amount of dollars. So when you get a 30-cent increase on the route that I'm on right now, that's $180 right out of my pocket this week.
No, and that's what people,
just the beginning, brother.
It is just the beginning, yeah. And that's what people need to realize. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call very much. Let's go to John in Washburn. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't forget, first-time callers to the front of the line today. First-time callers to the front of the line and... What did I say? My pillow and a book. My pillow and a book. Plus, if you can answer our question on what is tyrannical, what is, what else did I say? Literally, figuratively, and hate. Right? Those are the three things we're looking for and answer it. You can do this at What's On Your Mind Radio on our Twitter feed. You can also do it on Facebook. You can also call us. John in Washburn. Go, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the Biden executive order on oil. He did this to Oklahoma also, and tens of thousands of jobs are going to be lost. The governor of Oklahoma issued his own executive order, effectively nullifying Biden's to keep his oil industry afloat. So maybe our governor can do that.
Interesting.
Is there a reason why he can't? I've sent you this story. I've texted it. I've yet to hear a word about it.
Send me an email right now, and I'll forward it on to the governor for an answer. Maybe we can even get that before the end of the program. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Okay, John?
All right.
I'll get an answer. By the way, I don't think it'll do any good with the administration, no matter what Governor Burgum does. Look what they're doing to Florida. Well, Florida's making us look bad on COVID, so we'll now say you can't go to Florida. The federal government telling people you can't go to Florida.
Wow, they're going to have troops at the border?
Guess who's going to Florida? I am.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 Equipment Auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmoth, Anamoos, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at pipers.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Proud Scott, they raised over $8 million in matches ahead of Giving Hearts Day. So, you know, we've been working since June of last year, working with charities, coaching them. You know, I have this Scott Holdman that I work with. He's fantastic. He lights up their vision and their strategy about where are they headed, how are they going to get there, how are they going to be brilliant friend raisers. Because, again, Super Bowl of Giving, Giving Hearts Day, and it isn't just this, but having a relationship with these families for a lifetime. And guess what? The families that are involved with charity, they have purpose, they have meaning, and that's very healthy for them as well. Because at the end of the day, what's our life worth? You know, it's about how we serve while we're here.
Boy, well said by Pat Trainer from the Dakota Medical Foundation, Giving Hearts Day. $21 million. Darn near 20. There was like within 60 grand of $22 million last night. And thanks for giving, and keep it going.
21,941,777.
Good for you.
Final.
And good for you for volunteering and lending your talents, not just your dollars and cents, although those are obviously important, too. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Did I bring that in? I found the Christmas catalog, and I was cleaning up the car yesterday, and I thought, I'm going to bring that in because the sleepwear they have now is incredible. They have pajamas, silk pajamas. They have flannel pajamas. They have, hey, Valentine's Day is next week, last time I checked. I want to set a new record with our listeners because Sunday is Valentine's Day. And you're looking for the perfect gift. If you're like me, you do it last minute. I'm telling you, the robe, the sleepwear, the wonderful gifts, sheets. I mean, the most comfortable. No guy has ever bought his wife sheets. That just doesn't happen, right? You don't. Has any guy bought his wife sheets? You should do that. You should do the comforters. You should do, because she'll go, honey, these are so great. The towels. No, has a guy ever bought his wife towels? Normally, they'd throw things at you if you bought them towels, wouldn't they? Or sheets? They want chocolates. They want diamonds. This will be better, because you're going to use it all year long. So, Sunday's the day. You can print out the thing and say, look what's on the way, honey. Put that in the card. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Speaking of Mike Lindell, he's been on with us a couple times this week. Absolute proof. Absolute proof. Absolute proof. If you haven't seen it yet, you have to say it. Because it is the definitive documentary on how many ways this election was screwed up 7 ways to Sunday. Everybody you've seen in Absolute Proof, I'm interviewing later today for a special we're doing next week. Everybody in the documentary, every single one of them. We'll have them on the show next week. We'll do our own special, but I want you to watch it so when you hear me interview them, you know what they presented in the documentary, okay? It's going to be pretty amazing. General Michael Flynn, too, next week. And this is growing and growing and growing. If you don't yet have it, you can get a free DVD. Can we put that up? Can we tweet that out, put it on our Facebook, the link to MichaelJLindell.com? Because not everybody will remember that. Leah is going to do at least a little link. We might be able to actually show it to you. We'll show you where you can get it. Because it's free DVDs now at MichaelJLindell.com. And then all you pay is shipping. Order 25 and give them to everybody you know. Okay? Grant in Bismarck, thanks for waiting at 800-228-0550. You're next, Grant. What's on your mind?
So I caught the tail end of you're reading the Constitution there about us being able to still overthrow basically any government that we don't like, right? Is that kind of the gist of it? I caught the tail end of it.
Well, it's from the Declaration of Independence. I apologize. Right. I thought you were going to talk a little longer, so I ate a cracker. But here,
but anyway,
it's talking about the founders separating from the British, right? And it's saying,
yep,
when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. In other words, they're saying, don't run around with your hair on fire and an axe and to try to break into a senator's office and do horrible things. Tell us what the problem is and tell us why you have no choice but to start another government.
Well, that's exactly it. Why do they have a giant fence around the entire D.C. area with razor wire? Because they don't want to have that happen, I think. Because,
bingo.
I mean, you got a former president, General Flynn, you got all these people that, there's got to be some people that honestly want this country to continue and not be thrown to the left and to the wolves. I mean, I think something's got to give here, and we got to do it smart. You know, we got to fight smart. But, man, it just seems like they're just running all these executive orders through, doing everything they can to keep throwing obstacles in front of us and make it very difficult for us to do anything.
Of course they are, Grant. You're wise beyond your years. Absolutely right. Mike in Fargo, go.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I have a big heart today after seeing all that giving last night and yesterday afternoon and yesterday morning for Giving Hearts Day.
Well, you were talking about, I have two things. You were talking about Joe Biden wearing a bomber jacket. His handlers specifically put him in clothing that will give an impression of strength and macho, and that he's still virile and he's still, you know, something that he's powerful and strong. That's the whole thing.
Exactly. We were talking about that last week.
100%.
And if you watch him come across the stage, he walks in a straight line, because I think he's got, and the way he squints, you ever notice that?
Well, he's reading the teleprompter.
He's got macular degeneration.
Oh,
and
does
number
he?
Okay. Two,
he's got a lot. Quickly on two.
I'm so tired of hearing about Bo Bridges and his Ron Sharp. Bo Bridges is
a trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.